I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, close enough to the Ohio River that one time my mother stood out on the front porch of the family house and fished in the river. If you took a look now at the view of the river from that porch, looking out beyond a steep slope my friends and I used to sled down in wintertime, you'd think I was pulling your leg, but my mom really did fish from that porch when she was a girl. I ain't gonna tell you anything in this book but the truth. What would be the point of setting down my story for people to read long after I'm gone if I'm not gonna stick with the truth? I don't know if my mother caught anything fishing from the river. I don't know if the family fried up some fresh catfish and ate it for dinner that night. I just know Mom fished from our porch during the Great Flood of 1937, the worst natural disaster in the history of Cincinnati. Almost a quarter of the city was underwater. My mother was born in that house, where I was born and raised. It wasn't fancy, and it wasn't big, but it was just fine for our family, two levels, with an attic and a basement. My mom and dad's bedroom was right up front, and I had a little bedroom in the back. I didn't have many chores. Sports were everything, and that's what my dad wanted me focused on. But back in those days, you heated your house with coal, so when we'd get a delivery of coal, I'd have to go outside next to the house and shovel that coal into the basement, even if it was snowing hard at the time. From there, you'd load it into the furnace to heat the house. Coal dust was everywhere, but it got the job done. We lived through some cold winters in that house. I had the best childhood growing up near the Ohio River. We'd run into the woods and lose hours getting up to whatever mischief we could. The woods started right past our house and just kept going up the hill, especially once you crossed over Hillside Avenue. You name it, we probably did it, like a bunch of little Dennis the Menaces always looking for a way to keep ourselves busy. You have to picture Pete as this bumpy little guy, sports writer Big Bill Staubitz remembers from those days. His family cut his hair. They didn't have fashion styling back then, and Pete's hair stuck straight up. He looked a little bit like a porcupine. He had a gap between his teeth, and he'd spit through it. The best was when we would walk a mile up to the top of Anderson Ferry Road to old Elsasser Farm, which had been a dairy farm since 1929. They had a couple hundred acres up there, easy. Besides cows, they also had these beautiful horses, which we'd ride anytime we could. We'd sneak in and hop on and ride bareback. Now that was fun. No one seemed to mind much. Those were fast, beautiful horses, and I tell you, I don't know if I was ever as happy as I was back then, 13 or 14 years old, my legs clamped down on a beautiful brown horse, racing along those rolling hills. I never did think about it too much, but maybe my lifelong love of horses started right there on the old Elsasser farm. Since those times, they've sold off that land to develop, and it's become Homorama back there. I was born less than 8 months before the Japanese launched a morning sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, bringing the United States into World War II. On the same day I was born, Franklin D. Roosevelt was throwing out the first pitch of the 1941 season. Even when I was a kid, the family used to talk about my birthday, April 14, 1941, being an infamous day. That was the same day that Abe Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington, less than a week after Robert E. Lee surrendered. April 14 was also the day, actually the night, that the Titanic hit an iceberg just before midnight and sank less than 3 hours later, killing over 1,500 people. Having a birthday like that kind of gave me a feeling of, here comes trouble, but I never minded that. You hear a lot about young people growing up idolizing movie stars or singers. I don't know, maybe kids today idolize billionaire founders of tech companies. I grew up idolizing my dad. Isn't that how it should be? My dad was my idol in every sense of that word. Someone you look up to. Someone you admire. Someone you want to be like. Everything I ever wanted out of life started and ended with loving my dad, loving the example he set, and wanting to make him proud of me. As far back as I can remember, he was the one point of reference I had, and everything else rotated around him.